This is Archais Tzadikim with his wonderful Hachzeik program. Just a note. I'm going to be using this edition, and that's where we're going to be announcing the page numbers. For those on who are listening audio, this is the Treasure for Life Feldheim edition. B'siyata d'shmaya. So we pick it up on page 5. Says the Archais Tzadikim. There are 5 koiches, 5 senses. Echadu koich hashmiya, hearing; sheni koich haro'ah, seeing; shlishi koich hareach, smelling; or viu koich hatam, tasting. Chamishu koich hamishosh, sense, touch. Shadam margin shumashish davar, you feel that you're touching something. Chamisha koich hazeilaim kolim kol ma'ase adam. These 5 senses encompass all the actions of man. And every action is utilized with one of these 5 senses. And no act can be performed without you have to have at least one of them. Alev hu apoyel al yedeyim. And the heart acts through them. Because these 5 things bring the heart. So it brings it to the heart. And then the machshava, the thought, is drawn afterwards. Halev. The heart. Yeshua Deus Rabbis. Keep going. For example. Excuse me, I apologize. I forgot to put on the mic. I hope that wasn't too quiet. Keep going. Gaiva. Haughtiness, vanava, humility, hazikara in memory, vashikha in forgetfulness, hayoga in despair, vasimcha in happiness, habusha embarrassment, vazos and brazenness, kelu yesh rabois, and there are many like this. B'chol elu adeois, and all these characteristics, mizchazkois, mechamishas akoichis, are strengthened by the 5 koichis. Because a blind person can't be mitga'eh. He can't act haughtily as if he could see. L'chein, therefore, kolodim anilbav. Every person, every man of heart has to do what? Yishtadel, because kolchai has to strive with all his might. L'agia el ha-tachlos, to get to the tachlos, to get to the end goal. Sheyuchal agia l'hasing min ha-mailois. That he can achieve and he could acquire all the milos, all the qualities. And he should utilize the 5 senses and his many thoughts and traits. For goodness. And that is a good end result. That if a person reaches a higher level, what should he strive to go higher and higher? Till he reaches the ultimate taiva, and that is, he's going to reach to the place of gemol, place that will be repaid for all his actions, to olam haba. David HaMelech desired and longed to get to Eilam Haba. And this level is only one that's worthy. Who's going to live in your tent, Hashem? Who could dwell in your holy mountain? Only one who's hailech, who he walks tamim innocently, upayel, and he acts tzedek with righteousness. Shari nishnemer sham. Kima shezkiru, shezkarnu, yitra malas adam. Once we've mentioned the elevated state of man, roilon levayer chashivusai gnusai, we should explain man's chashivus and the opposite. Toivasai, that which is good, verasai, and that which is negative. So that one should be on the straight path and he could reach to the king's court. Kitivchar Navshai, so that his nefesh will choose because Kaicha Mikol Mida Taiva Vabar V'Yizik Abselas V'Yikach Hasailas. So we're realizing that every action begins in the lev. He's drawn after the mind, and it's utilizing the Chamisha Chushim, the five senses. And we have the choice. We can allow all of these senses to converge in an action, in a thought, and a desire, letayv, and keep on elevating higher and higher, or the opposite. We'll explain further in the next year, b'siyata d'shmaya.